for 23 years. In January 1881, he was looking for someone to share his new quarters at 221B Baker Street when a friend introduced him to Dr. John H. Watson. Before agreeing to share the apartment, the two men aired their respective shortcomings. Holmes confesses, "I get in the dumps at times and don't open my mouth for days on end." He also smokes a vile shag tobacco and conducts experiments with loathsome-smelling chemicals. He fails, however, to mention an affection for cocaine, although he ruefully notes his fondness for scratching away at the violin while in contemplation. He proves to be a virtuoso who can calm his roommate's raw nerves with a melodious air. Watson's admitted faults include the keeping of a bull pup, a strong objection to arguments because his nerves cannot stand them, a penchant for arising from bed at all sorts of ungodly hours, and an immense capacity for laziness. "I have another set of vices when I'm well," he says, "but those are the principal ones at present." They become friends, and Watson chronicles the deeds of his illustrious roommate, often to the displeasure of Holmes, who resents the melodramatic and sensational tales. He believes that the affairs, if told at all, should be put to the public as straightforward exercises in cold logic and deductive reasoning. Holmes possesses not only excellent deductive powers, but also a giant intellect. Anatomy, chemistry, mathematics, British law, and sensational literature are but a few areas of his vast sphere of knowledge, although he is admittedly not well versed in such subjects as astronomy, philosophy, and politics. He has published several distinguished works on erudite subjects, Upon the Distinction Between the Ashes of the Various Tobaccos, A Study of the Influence of a Trade Upon the Form of the Hand, Upon the Polyphonic Motets of Lassus, A Study of the Chaldean Roots in the Ancient Cornish Language, and his magnum opus, Practical Handbook of Bee Culture, with some observations upon the segregation of the queen. His four-volume, The Whole Art of Detection, has not yet been published. When he needs information that his brain does not retain, he refers to a small, carefully selected library of reference works and a series of commonplace books. Since Holmes cares only about facts that aid his work, he ignores whatever he considers superfluous. He explains his theory of education thus. "I consider that a man's brain originally is like an empty attic, and you have to stock it with such furniture as you choose. A fool takes in all the lumber of every sort that he comes across, so that the knowledge which might be useful to him gets crowded out, or at best is jumbled up with a lot of other things, so that he has a difficulty in laying his hands upon it. It is a mistake to think that that little room has elastic walls and can distend to any extent. Depend upon it, there comes a time, for every addition of knowledge, you forget something you knew before." An athletic body compliments Holmes' outstanding intelligence. He seems even taller than his 6 feet because he is extremely thin. His narrow, hooked nose and sharp, piercing eyes give him a hawk-like appearance. He often astonishes Watson with displays of strength and agility. He is a superb boxer, fencer, and single-stick player. He needs all his strength when he meets his nemesis, the ultimate arch-criminal Professor James Moriarty, in a struggle at the edge of the Reichenbach Falls in Switzerland. The evenly matched adversaries, locked in battle, fall over the cliff. Both were reported to be dead. All England mourned the passing of its great keeper of the law, but in 1894, after being missing for 3 years, Holmes returned. He had not been killed in the fall, after all, but had seen a good opportunity to fool his many enemies in the underworld. He had taken over the identity of a Danish explorer, Sigerson, and traveled to many parts of the world, including New Jersey, where he is believed to have had an affair with Irene Adler, who will always be the woman to Holmes, and to Tibet, where he learned the secret of long life from the Dalai Lama.